You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Thursday, and that means Brian O'Nunoyne is here, and this morning he brings us a little shameless plug for his class on Irish culture and history.
And a very good morning to you all. For years now, I've been giving classes at the local community college in the evenings, non-credit classes just for fun, classes on Ireland. You know how it is, it's a Tuesday night and there's nothing on TV. Or at least there's nothing on TV that you know will not be interrupted every 5 minutes by ads. And you feel like you should really get off your arse and do something. Well, why not come along and join me for Ireland Here We Come, a series of 8 classes starting soon at Bowser Parish Community College. These are a series of classes that will take you on a metaphorical trip to Ireland as we explore Ireland's culture, its history and society. And if you are so inclined, you can follow up on these classes by literally coming to Ireland with us on the ultimate field trip, a tour of Ireland in the summer of 2012. Of course, you don't have to come to Ireland with us. You can just come along to the classes and have fun while you learn about the old country. About this time last year, an article in the local newspaper appeared on the classes I give, and those of you who thought that the influence of the printed press was waning, think again, because as a result of that article, the phone never stopped ringing at Bowser Parish Community College. Within hours, the class was full. A second evening had to be added. Within a day, that too was full, and so a third class had to be added. And guess what? 2 days later, that third class was also full, so a fourth evening had to be added. The people in continuing education said their flabber had never been so gasted. This was totally unprecedented. And, my dear listeners, I tell you this not to be trumpeting my classes per se, but to point out the power of the printed media. Who would have thunk it? Not I must confess. And so along they came, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday nights, and I introduced them to things like Irish literature, Irish movies and the Irish language, the history of Ireland, there's a great future in history, and we looked at how the economy in Ireland went from being the fastest growing in the world, the Celtic Tiger, to suffering the humiliations of having the International Monetary Fund come and bail us out. See, you're not the only ones with economic woes. We also examined in some detail 2 episodes of a TV series that was set in rural Ireland and that went on to become the most popular TV series that the BBC has ever produced. It was called Ballykissangel. You may have seen it on PBS. The 2 episodes that we look at provide us with the perfect opportunity to dissect and deconstruct contemporary Ireland, to see it up close and personal, warts and all. Incidentally, we then go to visit the actual town where this was filmed. It's called Avoca. And this was one of the highlights of our recent tour, which I should point out was a phenomenal success for the 40 people who came to Ireland with me. So, if you want to learn about what makes the Irish tick, I don't know. My guess is we were born tick. Or if you want to find out if all the Macs are Scottish and all the O's are Irish, well, why not come along to Bowser Parish Community College? Details of the classes which start on August 23rd are available on their website, or you can contact me here at the station. So, instead of twiddling and fiddling away for hours with that darned remote control when you know there's nothing on anyway, get off your arse and come out to play. Have a lovely week.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bowser Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.